We've all grumbled about the fees tacked onto a hotel bill, but tourism officials and lawmakers in Pennsylvania say raising one of those taxes may actually encourage more visitors to stay and spend. Keystone Crossroads' Eleanor Klibanoff reports on the increased hotel tax some counties are taking advantage of.
A few weekends each year, hotels in Center County are at full capacity. Penn State football games, Arts Fest, Move In, and the Big Move Out. Jim Sauter was in town for his son's graduation last weekend, staying at the Nittany Lion Inn.
It's about $400 a night. It's usually about $159, $179 a night.
After 4 years of tuition bills, the Sauters weren't looking too closely at the hotel bill for this last hurrah. They said they wouldn't notice or care about a small tax increase. But that tax could help turn these big Penn State weekends into tourism initiatives for the entire county. Center County is one of 57 counties in Pennsylvania that can now raise their hotel tax up to 5%, with the extra earnings going to the Tourism Bureau. County Commissioner Michael Pipe says the increase capitalizes on tourism already happening.
So the whole premise behind the original hotel room tax law was so that there's a fee that was generated that then would be used to get more, as they call them, heads on beds.
The legislation just passed at the end of April, so the county hasn't decided to raise the tax yet. But if they do, it could generate as much as $1.5 million a year. Guests would see their hotel rate increase by a few dollars a night. 10 counties already have a higher hotel tax. In Philadelphia, guests pay 8.5% to the county. In Erie, 7%. But the state had 57 counties capped at 3%. Since 2008, Ann Druck, president of the York County Convention and Visitors Bureau, has been campaigning for the ability to raise the hotel tax in the county.
Lancaster had it at the time, and Dauphin County had it at the time. Our neighboring communities actually had the ability to invest more in their industry, so we were at a competitive disadvantage.
The effort struggled to get legislative attention, but then Druck started putting together a coalition of counties that felt similarly disadvantaged.
We may have gotten it through 4 years ago to help York, but having it take this long and having to work that hard on something that in the end benefited 57 counties is huge.
Counties don't have to raise their hotel tax, but now they all can. York County is the first to do so, with the additional funding going towards marketing York as the factory tour capital of the world. Druck hopes others will follow.
When I looked at the state legislation and analysis that was done, it said that if all these counties that now have the ability to raise their tax from 3 to 5%, in fact, did that, it would generate another $28 million
each year. And that's money these counties could really use. The state's own tourism budget has been slashed over the years, from a high of $41 million down to $2 million a year.
You will be seeing ads. I saw one this morning for Ocean City, Maryland. You'll see them for the state of Utah, for the state of California. You will not see any television ads for Pennsylvania, the Keystone State, Pursue Your Happiness.
So counties have to do all they can to promote tourism on their own. The ability to raise the hotel tax is one way of getting the funding to do that. Tourism officials are banking on the fact that most people won't notice that additional 2% charge on their hotel bill. Eleanor Klibanoff, Keystone Crossroads.